Phoneboy Speaks episode 233. Is Google your next ISP? So as you've undoubtedly heard by now, Google is going to take over the Wi-Fi at Starbucks in the U.S. And there's over 7,000 locations where currently AT&T provides the Wi-Fi. But Google is, over the next 18 months, is going to roll out Google Wi-Fi, and it's going to be 10 times faster, or a lot faster, or even more faster, 100 times faster, or whatever, in the places where they have Google Fiber deployed. But I started thinking about it, and I said, okay, 7,000 locations, which, by the way, Starbucks is probably in every state in the nation at this point, and they have, there's some places, and like, and even in Gig Harbor, they've got three on one intersection, two actual corporate stores, and then one inside of a Safeway or something like that. I don't know, the time frame that they're taking to roll this out makes me think they're doing something a little bit bigger than just putting Wi-Fi in all these different Starbucks. If you were going to build a nationwide ISP offering, you'd have to have connectivity to a lot of different places. And, you know, to say Starbucks, there's 7,000 stores all over the place, and so that pretty much hits, you know, maybe not every community in the U.S., but certainly a lot of the major ones. I mean, if they're big enough to support a Starbucks, then they're worth something being there, I guess. And there's two ways they could do this. Of course, they could build their own infrastructure, or they could certainly lease it from, you know, the telcos or whatever. And I'm sure that's what AT&T does, right? I mean, in this town anyway, and in pretty much any place in the Pacific Northwest, AT&T is not the local telco. It's actually, you know, CenturyLink now, or, you know, in some cases it's actually Verizon or whatever, but it's, and that's who the local telco is. And so that's who they'd have to get the infrastructure from if they were going to do it. Now, if they were going to build their own, they could certainly do it. I mean, I think Google's got enough dark fiber all over the place that they probably could, or they could easily acquire it, I suppose. I mean, that might be, again, it's probably wishful thinking, but if they were going to roll out a nationwide ISP, and okay, it may not be Google Fiber, but if it's going to be an ISP, right? I mean, they got to have enough bandwidth rolled out to these stores, and, you know, and if they were going to do it, you know, they're taking 18 months, so that seems like a little bit long to, you know, to change out 7,000 stores, but maybe that's what it does take, and I don't know that for sure, but I mean, it kind of sounds reasonable. But at the end of the day, Google could become your ISP. I mean, that's if they're going to go big on this, which I kind of get the sense that Google is, then that's exactly what they would do, is that they would use this, these 7,000 Wi-Fi locations as an excuse to essentially do this. And at the end of the day, I mean, I could see a lot of people cheering for that, but that sounds like a relatively scary proposition. I mean, if Google really, really wants to, see all your stuff, right? I mean, what better way to do it than to be your ISP? Because then they're not only seeing the stuff that's going over Google, but they're seeing everything. And there's quite a lot of stuff that goes out your ISP connection that you probably don't know about. So I wouldn't put it past Google. Like, obviously, they haven't announced anything, and I don't know if anybody else has come up with this theory, but this is just kind of my crackpot theory about why they're getting into the free Wi-Fi game. And yeah, you know, they could be, you know, trying to increase their ad footprint or whatever, because that's what Google's in the money to, or the business to do is push ads. That's what they do. So, you know, but they could go even deeper. I'll put it in my red book that, you know, Google could become everybody's ISP, or at least a lot of people's ISPs, in the next 2 years. I see it totally happening, and it's probably even a little bit of a stretch, but I think it's completely plausible, and it's not just going to be Google Fiber. It's going to be, you know, I don't know, there'll be something, but I think we'll be seeing a lot more Google connected people. Even if they're not using Google services, they may be using Google's pipes to push their data. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find the ways to contact me and past episodes of the podcast on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.